Tapes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
Welcome, everybody, to another Happy Fun Time podcast starring Max. This has been another Fun Time podcast starring Max. Max?
Yes?
What was that?
That was a scary intro.
Oh. But I'm not scared.
Sad trombone.
Yeah. You've been talking to my wife again, haven't you? Well, let's just stop the schlock.
Sure.
Or let's keep it going.
I was
going
to say, if we stop the schlock, I'm just ending the podcast, because that's pretty much where we live. Did review a killer misnamed piece of furniture last episode.
I hope everybody went out and watched it, because it's fantastic.
I'm really excited to check it out.
And I don't care if everybody disagrees with me.
No.
I don't think that you will. I think you'll be like, I see what is endearing about this.
That's the fun part of movies.
Yeah. It's not for everyone.
No.
That sofa movie was made for me. I'm going to call that guy up right now and be like, hey, get on here and talk about the sofa.
It was Sofa King good.
It was so fucking good. It was. Good job.
Thanks.
So I'm going to start us off by taking us back to a happier time.
Oh.
The 80s.
Oh, I thought you meant when you were watching Killer Sofa.
This was right after it.
Okay.
So, you know, how do you follow Killer Sofa?
You watch an 80s movie.
You watch an 80s movie.
Absolutely.
This is a movie that I hadn't watched in years.
Okay.
And I told my wife, I said, I really just want to watch this movie. I haven't seen it in years. And it wasn't on any streaming things. I'm like, ah. So I bought it.
Wow.
Then it was on a streaming thing.
Damn it.
So I watched it on the streaming thing.
Interesting.
Because I don't know where I put that DVD.
Fair enough.
I, of course, am talking about Twins.
Oh.
That's right.
That wasn't on any streaming thing at the time?
At the time, no. It would have been like the end of last year.
Hmm. Okay.
And now it's on HBO. HBO had it.
Fair enough.
So still not on like one of your typical streaming things.
Right.
I watched this on the 19th of June. It's an hour, 47 minutes. Comedy crime. Crime coming back, even in my comedies.
Mm-hmm.
Directed by Ivan Reitman.
I forgot about that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Preston. And of course, Danny DeVito.
Of course.
IMDb movie summary. A physically perfect but innocent man goes in search of his long-lost twin brother, who is a short, womanizer, small-time crook.
Yep, that's him.
Yep, DeVito is so much fun in this movie.
He is a hoot.
I like the comedy DeVito from like Taxi through like most of the 80s. It's
sure.
Just like he knows he's got a unique look.
Mm-hmm.
Run with it.
Yep.
And he is so great as like a low life kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
This definitely feels like his Taxi character.
For sure.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Arnold is also very good in this. This is one of the first movies. It's either, I think it is this and then Kindergarten Cop.
Yeah.
Were
right.
The two comedy movies. And he has said himself they were some of his favorite movies to work on because he got to do something different.
Yeah.
They made this movie more or less for him.
Yep.
Because he was the hottest action star. And he's like, I want to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
Arnold is so good because the idea is they were separated at birth. They were part of an experiment to create kind of like the ultimate person.
Right.
And Arnold is a success. DeVito, they didn't even know there was another child in there. And he's just thrown away to like, you know, a halfway house or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's gone. And you get a pretty decent story throughout this. It's not just, you know, weird synthesizer music and like silly moments. There's a few, but
yep.
Mostly you're just following this weird crime thing and unraveling it. And I forgot how much of a plot this movie actually had. People will get shot in the legs a lot. So mm-hmm. Please know that there's
yeah.
a lot of gunplay in this as well. I just, in my head, I remember this as a lot more silly.
Yeah.
And I think it's just cause he sings, take out the papers and mm-hmm. trash.
Yeah.
This movie's great. My bullet points, hilarious end theme song. The end theme song, hilarious. Please just YouTube that right now.
Mm.
Arnold creates big laughs more than DeVito.
Hmm.
But likewise, some of the most heartfelt moments were from DeVito.
Right.
Because he was such a shit kind of human being.
Right.
And for him to show any emotion took a lot.
Sure.
Suitable for most audiences, crime plot, bullet wounds abound.
Hmm.
It has a pretty good flow. Not that all of it
yeah.
really needed. So IMDb give this a 6.1.
Okay.
The critics on Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 44%.
Hmm.
41 critics. I think that's a little harsh.
That's a little harsh.
The audience didn't like it either. 39%.
Okay.
Out of 204,000 people.
Wow.
I don't agree with any of this.
Okay.
It boggles the mind. what did you think this movie was?
Yeah.
I give it a 6.5.
Fair enough.
I think it's a good comedy movie. It's one of the better ones of the 80s.
I can appreciate that.
And it'll teach your kids about sex if you don't want to show them.
If you don't want to show them.
If you don't want to show them.
Don't show them.
In a book, people. A book, okay. Please.
So, Tim, you know me.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked before.
You're Max.
What kind of movies do I like a lot?
You like... experimental jazz music playing in the background yep. while people run away from horrible disfigured creatures.
Right.
So I'm going to go with farm movies.
No, it's kids going on adventure movies.
Oh, those.
I love these movies. My movie is from 1987.
Ooh, almost the best year.
Almost. It is... The Monster Squad.
Oh, I know you like this one.
Yep, I watched it in March of 2020. It is 1 hour and 22 minutes. Coming in short. It is a horror adventure kids film.
They don't waste a minute on it either.
Nope. It is directed by Fred Decker, who directed RoboCop 3, so we love Fred Decker.
Yep.
And we also Night of the Creeps. I fucking love Night of the Creeps.
Mm-hmm.
Starring Tom Noonan, Ashley Banks, and Ryan Lambert. The summary of this is five youngsters find themselves up against the combined might of Dracula, the Mummy, Wolfman, Gillman, and Frankenstein's monster, who arrive in town in search of a magical amulet.
All you need.
That's it. My thoughts on this movie is this movie has so much heart. You can tell that Fred Decker cared so much about making this movie. It's such a love letter to the Universal movies, especially like the Abbott and Costello meet the horror icons. It's funny. It's got genuinely tense moments in it. Stan Winston Studios did the makeup effects, which are fucking phenomenal. They blow up a werewolf with dynamite in this movie.
They sure do.
It is so good. There's a kid with a machine gun that shoots the guilt. Like, there's just crazy stuff that's going on. They undo the mummy by, they're in a car. The mummy's grabbing the back of the car. They shoot a bow and arrow at his foot wrappings, and he becomes unraveled on the car. Like, this is the level of, like, humor, but and like, it's totally legit. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, just own it.
Yeah, it's just so good. It is so unafraid of what it's doing. It's so much fun. The kids are so good.
Yeah.
Tom Noonan is a powerhouse as Frankenstein's monster. All the makeup effects are killer. The Gillman is one of my all-time favorite special makeup effects. He looks so cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's such an improvement already in nearly perfect makeup and suit from the Creature of the Black Lagoon. It's so good. And everything's just fantastic. It's very 80s, mm-hmm. So be aware of that.
Yep.
It is definitely heavier on the synthesizer, goofy soundtrack, teased up feathered hair, and high top sneakers, and
pumps.
Yep, pumps are there. It's definitely that kind of thing, but it is so much fun. And I definitely have a soft spot for it, as you'll see in a moment.
No, I think it's a good movie, because I watched it recently, too.
Oh, it's so good.
It's good.
It's up there.
Yeah.
It's on my autographed DVD shelf.
There it is.
Yep. I have it signed by the director, and I have it signed by Catherine Hicks, who's no longer alive.
Mm. Very cool.
Yeah, so that's unfortunate. Scores. IMDb, 7.1 out of 10.
Nice.
Rotten Tomatoes critics. 25 critics went back and reviewed it to 64%. Audience. Okay. 35,769 people went back and reviewed it to a more appropriate 78%.
Mm-hmm.
Still not close enough. This movie is a 9 out of 10. This movie is the shit.
That movie is good.
It's so good. It is up there with the Goonies. It's up there with all those kids going on an adventure movies that are oh so perfect and oh so nodded to now in Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah. If you like Stranger Things, you should watch this
movie. Yeah. This is one of the movies.
I love the slow build and just like the anarchy that is the end scene.
Yes. Oh, it's bonkers. Yeah, when Dracula picks up a little girl and calls her a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on in this movie? It's so good.
Well, Dracula's always been a little out of control.
Yep.
And since you like segues so much, I'm going to segue into this next movie.
Please do.
This movie's from 2008. Do you know what it's called? It's called Bonnie and Clyde versus Dracula.
That's a movie, huh?
More of a segue than it is a movie.
Okay.
But here we go.
Here we go.
Again, this movie's title is so dumb, I feel compelled to watch it.
Yep, yep. I got that.
Yep. So June 22nd is when I did that for some reason. IMDb minutes, 1 hour 31. Genre action crime horror. Directed by Timothy Friend. Starring Tiffany...
You're Timothy Friend.
Timothy Friend. Yar, Timothy Friend. Timothy, no, that's not Timothy. Tiffany Shep, Sis?
Shepis.
Shepis?
Shepis, yep.
Her.
She's in a lot of trauma movies. I know who she is.
Yes, she is.
Yes.
Because I saw her and I'm like, I know her.
Yep,
she's familiar.
Oh, yeah.
Trent Haga and Alan Lohman.
Okay.
Your IMDb summary. After a heist goes wrong, outlaw couple Bonnie and Clyde crash a mansion inhabited by the recently revived Dracula. When gangsters meet vampires, there's bloody hell to pay.
Wow.
Yeah. Holy balls. That description's so much better than this movie.
Oh.
Bullet point. Strong characters. Actually, very strong characters.
Okay.
Very believable Bonnie.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of believable Clyde.
Okay.
Okay, Dracula.
All right.
The doctor character that brings him back, awesome.
Nice.
And his assistant is more like a simple kind of girl.
Okay.
And you are weirdly rooting for her the whole time, but you're not quite sure what's going on with her until you kind of get through it.
Nice.
But she's very good as well.
That's cool.
Yeah, Tiffany Shepis?
Shepis.
Shepis.
Yep.
Does almost exclusively horror.
Mm-hmm.
She was in Victor Crowley and Sharknado.
She was.
Clyde is meh. Bonnie is great. That's what I just said. That's funny. The main point is for the verses to happen, right?
Uh-huh.
It barely does.
That's such a letdown for the verses movies. Alien versus Predator had this problem.
Yep. They don't really interact until the last 20 minutes or so of
this
movie.
That sucks.
The reason for them to go to this place makes all the ideas were fine.
Right.
The idea, like, on paper, this sounds like a decent enough idea.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still Bonnie and Clyde versus Dracula, but it's like, well, all right, I am going to make Bonnie and Clyde versus Dracula. How am I going to get there? All the beats make sense on paper.
That's cool.
But you get there, and Dracula is not memorable.
Mm.
Yeah, he doesn't really look like a Dracula.
Mm.
He just looks like a stupid dude.
Mm.
The doctor character's awesome, but he's not enough.
Right.
And for everything this movie does right, and there is quite a few things, it's going to confuse you into thinking, is this good?
Right.
It's not.
Okay.
And it won't get there.
Fair enough.
So, IMDb gave this a 4.4.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes. No critic has watched this ever,
mm-hmm.
nor will they. The audience, 187 people. 187.
Okay.
12%.
Yikes.
I gave it a 3.
Mm.
And that's basically because as a movie, it's fucking garbage, but
enough things that were okay and one good doctor.
The doctor was great. Bonnie was great. That's it.
That's it.
Everything else was meh or worse.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
So I'll try to save us.
Save me! Woo!
The year 2000.
In the year 2000.
I watched... Well, I didn't see this till much later, but in the year 2000, this movie came out.
In the year 2000.
It's called The Specials.
Ah.
It is from 2000.
In the year 2000.
I'll get at least one more of those before the end of this. I watched it in March of 2020. It is 1 hour and 40 minutes.
Okay.
And it is a comedy. It was directed by Craig Mazin. It was written by James Gunn.
Ooh.
It has in the movie Rob Lowe, Paget Brewster, Thomas Hayden Church, Jamie Kennedy.
I like these people.
Yeah, it's a pretty stacked cast, especially for the time. The summary is, in a crowded and competitive market, wannabe superheroes The Specials pride themselves on being the 7th best superhero team on Earth. But when a new toy line launches, will the team be able to unite one last time?
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. They're like kind of like the Q squad. Like, you call them in when everybody else is busy. It's a superhero movie, but they basically never use their powers. It's just more
good.
Like a comedy. Yeah. It's very cleverly written. It's a lot of fun. I mean, it's James Gunn. You know you're in good hands. It's an early James Gunn, but it's still good. Definitely a low budget movie, despite the cast. At the time, it's not like any of these people were ridiculously good. Jamie Kennedy, probably one of the bigger gets coming off of Scream.
At that time, yeah. Jamie Kennedy was pretty big.
But nobody else really huge. Now they've all gone on to do other things.
I'm sorry, Thomas Hayden Church, he was lol.
On Wings?
On Wings.
Yeah. That's about it. He was already
in Demon
Roach in Demon Knight.
Yeah.
So there is that, but it's really good. It's very funny. There is, you get some work from James Gunn's brother, who plays Rocket on set in the Guardians movies. He's in it as an alien.
Yeah, he shows up all the time.
Yes. Michael Rooker's not in it, but a lot of his other regulars pop up in this one. It's got dry points, but it's also got a lot of really funny moments that are like, oh, that's really clever. And the humor oscillates back and forth, each character kind of bringing a unique brand of humor to it, which is a lot of fun.
Oscillates, good word.
Yeah, thank you.
I like that.
It's a lot of fun. It is definitely not the greatest movie you'll ever see, but there's a lot of good fun. Like, James Gunn is in it as an actor, and his character gets small, but his character is what seems on paper to be Minuteman.
Okay.
But he's Minute Man because he shrinks.
Mm.
And so there's a lot of gags about him being called Minuteman.
Sure.
Which is pretty cool. And Jamie Kennedy plays a Nightcrawler type character. There's a few little sketchy moments, but you know what I mean? It was the year 2000.
In the year 2000.
So a little bit of cringy moments, but nothing too terrible at all. Gunn is pretty. It's definitely not when he wrote his trauma movie, Tromeo and Juliet. It's not that bad.
Right.
But there are a few moments that are a little unabashed, but he does a good job. The whole thing's a lot of fun. And if you don't mind a superhero movie wherein the superheroes don't superhero, it's a good choice.
Nice.
IMDb gave this 5.8 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes critics, 15 whole critics, 47%. Audience, 2,409 people.
I thought you were just going to stop at 2,000. I was ready.
Gave this 56%.
Okay.
I'm a little bit more generous than everybody. I gave this a 6.5 out of 10. I think I've seen this movie 4 or 5 times.
Nice.
Just because every now and again I'll pop it on. It's a good, easy watch when you just want to check out and just kind of...
When you don't want the Hans Zimmer score of Inception blasting you in the face.
You don't want to get beaten down. You just want to relax and enjoy a simpler time. The year 2000.
In the year 2000.